Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Okay, let's start with something pretty serious. The government shutdown looming. We're talking about roughly 42 million Americans, maybe 1 in 8 people, who could lose SNAP food assistance if this federal impasse isn't sorted out past the weekend.
Yeah, and it's not just SNAP, right? The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is huge, but this also puts funding for WIC, that crucial nutrition program for mothers and kids, and federal preschool programs at risk too. It's quite widespread.
Right. And it's already day 29, 700,000 government workers aren't getting paid. Meanwhile, politicians are kind of pointing fingers over things like healthcare subsidies, and the actual human impact is growing. We saw this one story, a single mom in Maine. She's thinking about delaying utility bills, credit cards, just so she can buy food for her children. That kind of economic ripple effect is, wow.
It really is. And it brings home the human side of these big political fights. It definitely raises questions about community and support.
Yeah.
A good discussion point here for students could be what really helps people, stay strong and look out for each other when things get tough like this.
Okay, so shifting from that crisis, let's look at a different kind of story, one about necessity driving creativity over in Luanda, Angola.
Yeah.
There was this old luxury hotel, the Globo Hotel.
Ah, yeah.
It got abandoned when, oil money brought in all these modern competitors, but local artists decided to reclaim it.
Which is fascinating. They've basically turned this empty building into galleries, performance spaces, studios. It's become a real hub.
Yeah, and it's integrating art right into the city's development. People involved, like Mihawk Vieira and Dominic Amaya Tanner, are stressing how these spaces aren't just cultural extras. They're actually driving the city's economy and, its whole vibe.
It's such a great example of resourcefulness. Maybe I ask students, if you could take an old empty place in your neighborhood and turn it into something creative or useful, what would you make it and why?
All right, switching gears again, this time to the sports world, and it's a pretty big legal decision.
Mm-hmm.
An $18 million verdict. A jury found the NCAA liable, told them to pay Robert Gaithers, a former college football player, and his wife because they failed to warn him about concussion dangers.
Yeah, Gaithers played back in the late 70s, from 77 to 80.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's dealing with dementia and symptoms of CTE, that awful brain disease linked to repeated head impacts in sports. It's incurable, debilitating.
And the really explosive part was his lawyer's argument that the NCAA actually knew about these risks way back, since the 1930s, but kept it quiet.
Wow. That's a heavy accusation. Now, the NCAA disputes this, of course. They say they followed the science that was known at the time, and they're planning to appeal the verdict, so it's not over yet.
But that claim, knowing for nearly a century, really something.
It really is. This whole situation forces some tough thinking. You could ask students, imagine you're an athlete and you learn your sport could cause serious health issues down the line. How would you even begin to decide whether to keep playing or to stop? It's a heavy personal choice.
Okay, let's turn to global events now. Hurricane Melissa. It just hit Jamaica as a Category 5 swarm.
Yeah, and this wasn't just any Cat 5. It was one of the biggest, most violent storms recorded in the Atlantic. Caused at least 7 deaths across the Caribbean, sadly.
The power was just immense. Sustained winds over 185 miles per hour.
Unbelievable. And the pressure reading, 892 millibars, that's incredibly low. For context, the lower the pressure, the stronger the storm. That number makes it the 3rd strongest Atlantic hurricane ever recorded.
Right. And Jamaica's prime minister pointed out, basically no infrastructure in the region is built to handle a Cat 5. So the main challenge now is just recovery, trying to rebuild quickly.
Definitely brings up themes of resilience, preparedness. A good question here might be, if you were facing a huge natural disaster like that, what do you think would be most important to you? How you react, or maybe how you help others around you?
Okay, now for something completely different and pretty amazing from the world of science, a big dinosaur discovery in Mongolia.
Oh, cool.
Paleontologists found a fully intact skull of a brand new species, Zevocephal rinpoche. It's a type of pachycephalosaur, those dome-headed dinosaurs.
And finding a full skull is rare, but this is even bigger. Why? Because it dates the species to the early Cretaceous period. That pushes the fossil record for these dinosaurs back by about 15 million years. That's huge.
It really is. And it was a juvenile, but apparently the most complete pachy fossil ever found. Its skull, the spiky dome they used for headbutting. It was already developed, even in a young dinosaur.
Ready for action even then.
Exactly. The scientists called the find precious and magical. You can really feel the excitement.
Yeah, that passion is so important in science, especially for long projects. It leads to a good thought. If you were working for years towards one really big discovery, what do you think would keep you going? What keeps you motivated?
And finally today, the quote of the day came from Snoop Dogg. Calvin Cortazar brought us Jr. He was talking about mentorship. He said, "An older guy, he's going to show you things that a young man can't show you," just reflecting on that value of experience.
That's a great simple quote. It opens up a conversation about advice, right? Ask the students, how is advice from older people different from advice you get from your friends? And like, when is each type of advice maybe more useful?
So that's a wrap of the key stories your students are engaging with. We really hope this overview helps you connect with their learning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining us for this quick deep dive. We appreciate you taking the time to stay informed with us. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.